But there are times when indeed children raised in a Christian home with solid Christian parents end up being children who never accept the Lord, or who have at best, you know, they're lukewarm kids to the Lord. And, you know, a lot of people ask that question, what did the parents do? Or what did the kids do? You know, like, what happened? Well, the guilt comes from this verse, Proverbs 22, verse 6. Start children off, or train up, as other versions would say, on the way they should go. And even when they are old, they will not turn from it. See, the parents did what they were supposed to do. And there's a purpose beyond what we can figure out. Like when Jesus was asked by his disciples about a blind man, asking him, you know, what sin the man committed or his parents committed. And Jesus said, neither one. Mm-hmm. But that it happened because, as John 9:3 says, neither this nor his parents sinned, Jesus said. But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. So sometimes there are other reasons for things like a wayward child happening. We just don't see them at the time. And, you know, God uses all circumstances, as we know, for his glory. And, you know, parents, this is why we pray it so hard for our kids. We don't want them to, you know, come up and just walk away from the Lord or never come to the Lord to begin with. You know, we pray hard for our kids because we want them to come to know Christ. I had a pastor years ago who said, you know, Lord, and this is him, you know, when he was first married, he said, Lord, when I have kids, don't bring a kid into the world that doesn't come to know you. He was that serious about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that's a pretty tough prayer, but yet at the same time, it's like, yeah, you know what? I wouldn't want a child to come into this world of mine that didn't come to know Christ, because then I'd be thinking about, you know, this kid's going to be separated from God for all eternity in hell. Mm-hmm. And that would just devastate me.
Oh, 100%.
So this is why we pray for our kids.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah.
And we do our part as parents. We train them and we leave the rest up to God and them.